We're studying the Epistle of Hebrews.
我们学习希伯来书今天。
It's an apostolic prophecy.
它是一本书信里的预言。
Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the cornerstone.
保罗告诉我们教会是建在使徒和先知的根基上，耶稣基督是是先的使徒。
When we look at prophecy, we realize it's a special gift given to us in the church.
当我们看讲到先知，这是神对教会新约教会的一个特别的恩赐。
In the Old Testament days,
在旧约的时候
，the Lord came to a few men and gave them the word of the Lord.
神找到一些人，把他神的话语赐给这些人。
But the gift of prophecy should be throughout the church.
但先知的恩赐是应该在教会当中的。
Paul encourages us all to do two things: one, seek to prophesy, and even more, to love one another.
保罗劝导我们两件事情，一件就是先知讲到的恩赐，还一个就是彼此相爱。
In 1 Corinthians 14:3, we see that he defines prophecy.As one who speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and consolation.
在哥林多前书14:3，他讲到说，但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
That Greek word edify, oikodome, literally means to build a house.
在这里，这个希腊文这个启迪造就的意思，就是建造房子的意思。
So prophecy builds the house of God.
所以先知来建造神的房子。
Prophecy number two exhorts.
第二点讲到说劝告。
Here the Greek word is paraklesis.
这里的希腊文就是 paraklesis，
which means called alongside.
这好像就叫到一旁边警告的意思。
You are walking.
就好像你在那里走。
And the word of God comes alongside.
神的话就来到你的旁边。
It warns you.
他来警告你。
It encourages you.
来鼓励你。
And third, the word paramuthia literally means to come close and speak words of love.
第三个就是这个 paramuthia 是讲鼓励，讲到靠近，然后来在爱当中来鼓励你。
So the prophecy builds us up.
说预言把我们建造起来。
Prophecy warns us.
说预言把我警告我们。
And prophecy positively.Encourages us.
说预言从正面的来鼓励我们。
We see prophecy throughout the New Testament.
我们在新约当中都到处都看到了讲预言的恩赐。
The Holy Spirit distributed this gift among His saints.
圣灵在他的圣徒当中分赐这样的恩赐。
A.
第一点。
We see in meetings when the body of Christ came together.
我们看到当教会在聚集的时候。
As they met, someone had a dream.
当他们聚集的时候，有的人好像有一个异梦
；someone had a revelation，
有的人有一个启示
；someone had a prophecy，
有的人有一个预言
；or a word of knowledge came to people，
好像有一个知识的话那样启示出来。
And when we find prophecy in the church， we often find it at times of prayer。
当我们在经常是在祷告的时候，在发现教会当中有这样的预言的。
Because as somebody is praying，
因为当人祷告的时候
，they receive a word from the Lord。
他们从主那里接受的一句话。
And when we hear that word,
当我们听到这样的话的时候
we say, Amen.
我们就说是的。
And the Lord builds his church.
主就在那里建造他的教会。
Under B, we see that prophecy can be either foretelling or forthtelling.
第二点，我们看见预言可以是预知的，或者是说出来的话。
So whether it's a foretelling, a prediction,
或者是预知的，来预言将来的。
Or a forthtelling, a statement of the truth.
或说出来能够表明真理的
Prophecy is used to build up our spirit.
预言能够来建造我们的灵
As we often have heard from our dear brother Kang.
我们经常听到我们江弟兄他来分享
Our spirit needs to be exercised.
我们的灵需要操练
Prophecy speaks direct to our spirit.
预言直接对我们的灵来讲话
It's very important.
非常重要的
Because we hear in our spirit, our conscience is pricked through prophecy.
因为借着预言，我们的良心在我们的灵里面被触动。
Our intuition understands.
我们的
prophecy.
借着预言，我们的直觉就突然明白。
Our communion with the Lord is open through prophecy.
借着预言，我们与主的交通畅通了。
So we see that Paul encourages all Christians to pursue this valuable gift.
所以我们看保罗鼓励每一个信徒都来追求这样的恩赐。
Because it brings our meetings into heavenly vision.
因为把我们的聚会带到了属天的意象当中。
If we just remain earthbound,
如果我们只是在地上的层面，
we lose that upward way the Lord has us on.
我们缺少了主给我们像一个属天那条道路。
Prophecy keeps opening the door of heaven.
预言把天的门打开。
And keeps us in his heavenly way.
把我们放在他属天的道路上。
We see that prophets were raised up in the New Testament church.
我们看见先知在新约的教会当中被兴起来。
Agabus was a prophet who had foretelling insight.
先知雅加布就把他所预先所看到的讲出来。
He predicted things.
他就 预知一些事情。
Do you remember when he did these things? It says Acts chapter 11 and Acts chapter 21.
在使徒行传十一章还有使徒行传二十一章那里，他所预先讲出来的事情。
Now when I teach, I like to ask questions. So.
当我在教导的时候，我喜欢问问题。
So who remembers one of those times when Agabus prophesied?
大家记不记得雅加布在那里预言的时候讲了什么？
Now some of you are looking it up, but that.
大家有的人在那里翻圣经，不要翻。
Well, in chapter 11, he prophesied of the famine.
在十一章，他预言那个饥荒。
See, he predicted.
他就好像预言那个事情。
And all the church got together, got some money together to help the saints in Judea.During the famine.
所以在那个饥荒来之前，那些教会就聚集在一起，然后预备为犹太地的那个要来的饥荒预备。
You remember in chapter 21,
大家记得在二十一章，
he took Paul's jacket,
他把保罗的外衣取下来，
and he wrapped himself in it,
他把自己包起来。
He says, the man whose jacket this is going to be bound in Jerusalem.
他说这个外衣的主人在耶路撒冷要被绑。
We need such prophecy today.
我们今天也需要这样的预言。
But we see that wonderful example in Agabus.
我们看到了雅加布这里有很好的例子。
Then B,
第二点
we see in Acts chapter 13 that when God set aside Paul and Barnabas for their apostolic ministry, there were prophets and teachers in the church.
我们看见神在那里分派保罗跟巴拿巴出去做他们使徒的职分的时候，在安提阿有先知。有先知。
And also on the sea,
我们看第三点，
we see that Barnabas, Judas, Silas, and Philip's four daughters also had prophetic gifts to build up the church.
我们看到巴拿巴、犹大、希拉跟菲利的四个女儿都有预言的恩赐，这样可以来建造教会。
Now we want to compare, why is that so fuzzy?The fuzzy picture. Sometimes prophecy is fuzzy. I don't know.
这个图片不知道为什么有点模糊。有的时候预言也是这样，有点模糊的。
This picture is pretty fuzzy. Sorry about that.
很不好意思。
The prophets in the New Testament were similar to the prophets in the Old Testament.
在新约当中，先知跟旧约当中先知很像。
This picture is trying to show, and you don't need to see the details.
这个图片让我们告诉我们一些事情，大家不用看的细节。
You see on the left,
来看在左面。
Let me see if this is takes care of it.
Okay. 现在就好了。
So here you see the prophet on the left wearing the blue.
大家看见左面那个先知穿那个蓝色的衣服。
And they say he's in the valley of vision.
他好像这个先知在先知的谷当中，山谷当中。
Anybody know where the valley of vision is?
大家知道预象的山谷是哪里吗？谁知道
？Anybody know the prophet that speaks of the valley of vision?
大家知道那个先知在预言的谷当中说话只有一个。
Anybody take a guess?
大家猜一猜。
Anybody raise your hand?
谁举下手
？You're all very shy students.
你们都是很害羞的学生。
Isaiah.
是以赛亚。
And outside Jerusalem in the valley was the valley of vision.
在耶路撒冷外面的山谷，那就是。预言的山谷。
But in that valley, the prophets had gone blind.
但是在那山谷当中，先知眼睛瞎了。
But let's assume this is Isaiah the prophet.
来，我们好比方说，这个是先知以赛亚。
As he looks up at the Lord,
当他看主的时候
，he sees, as it were, a straight line of vision.
他好像看见是一个直线的这个视像。
But this vision can be touching various mountain peaks.
但好像这个意象可以到很多的山顶上面。
Some of the peaks were in the foreground.
有些山好像山峰在近处。
Some of the peaks were in the background.
有些山峰是在远处。
And sometimes it's hard to tell which peak they were seeing.
有的时候不能够看到说到底是哪他所看到是哪一个山峰。
When I flew into Kathmandu, Nepal.
当我在到尼泊尔喀特曼杜那里去的时候
，You can see Mount Everest way in the background.
你在背后就看见那个珠穆朗玛峰。
It looks much smaller than the mountains up close.
它好像比很近的山峰看着更小。
But we know those were the highest mountains.
但我们知道那是最高的山峰。
Now the prophets predicted things which were to come to pass immediately.
那先知他就预言最要先来发生的事情。
As that first hill right in front of the prophet's eyes.
那就是在先知前面，正在他前面眼前的那座山峰。
They saw that Jerusalem was going to fall.
他看到耶路撒冷要沦陷。
But then, as he looked at that, he also saw a further mountain range.
当他继续看的时候，他看到了一个更远处的山峰。
And Isaiah looked and he saw a time when the Messiah would come to earth.As the suffering servant,
他看到了更远处弥赛亚要来到地上，成为受苦的仆人。
And even as Isaiah looked across the mountains,
当以赛亚更看远的山
in the farthest mountains,
在最远处的山峰
he saw the end of time.
他看到时间的终结
In Isaiah 66,
在以赛亚六十六章
he speaks of the new heaven and the new earth.
他讲到新天新地。
So a prophet could see these mountain tips.
那一个先知就可以看见这些山峰的山顶。
Sometimes they were things that would happen soon.
有的事情是要蛮近期发生的。
Sometimes they were things that would happen when the Messiah came to earth in Jesus.
有的事情就是当弥赛亚来耶稣来到地上的时候发生的。
Hang on a second.See, sometimes their prophecies predicted things that would happen in Jesus' second coming.
有的时候，他们所预言的事情，当耶稣第二次来要发生的。
And sometimes things that would happen at the very end.
有的时候，就事情发生在最终的要发生的。
So prophecy had vision.
所以这些预言它是有一个意象。
And so prophecy often has an immediate fulfillment.
所以这预言就常常有
further fulfillment,
近期的预现远期的预言
and the final fulfillment,
还有最终的预言应验。
Now we see that not only among the Old Testament prophets, but also in the New Testament prophets.
我们不但在旧约的先知有看到这样，在新约的先知也是这样。
The New Testament prophets also saw visions, sometimes in the near and sometimes in the distant.
新约的先知有的时候也是看到近期发生的，有的时候看到在远期要发生的。
But whatever they saw for a New Testament prophet was different in this respect.
但是不管他们看见什么，他们有一方面是不一样的。
The New Testament prophet always saw the testimony of Jesus.
新约的先知他经常总会看到耶稣基督的见证。
We know from the end of the book of Revelation in chapter 19.
我们知道在启示录后面第十九章
it says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
他讲到先知的灵就是耶稣基督的见证。
All prophecy in the New Testament points to Jesus.
所有在新约当中的预言都指向耶稣。
Whether an immediate prophecy,
不单是近期。
A further prophecy,
远期一点
or a final prophecy,
或者最后的预言。
So the New Testament prophets saw the testimony of Jesus.
新约的先知看到耶稣基督的见证。
In all these things, they saw Jesus' saving and glorifying purposes.
在所有的这些当中，他看到耶稣的拯救和荣耀。
So as an example of Agabus on the bee,
好像在第二点我们看到这个雅加布。
He predicted this famine. He predicted Paul's imprisonment.
他预言饥荒预言保罗要到被捕。
Now how could he predict these things?
他如何能够预言这些事呢
?Was he, did he, the Lord tell him about every famine?
是主告诉他每个关于饥荒的事情吗
?No, but he received prophecy regarding things, regarding the body of Christ, which has to do with Jesus.
因为他是因为关于耶稣基督的身体教会接得到了这些的预言。
If there's going to be a famine, In the body of Christ, the prophets predict it.
如果在耶稣基督的身体，教会会经历饥荒，这个先知就预言这个。
Whatever affects the body，
所有能够影响身体的
，a prophet may be able to see，
先知就会看见。
Some under C, some of Jesus and Paul's prophecies reveal the events surrounding Jesus' second coming.
保罗的一些预言当中讲到耶稣第二次来的事情。
Now these were prophecies.
这些是预言。
Jesus spoke many prophecies.
耶稣讲了很多的预言。
And Paul also spoke many of these prophecies.
保罗也讲了很多这些预言。
And it was specifically about Jesus' second coming.
特别是关于耶稣第二次来的。
But under D,
在最后一点 D,
we also see that New Testament prophets looked all the way to heaven and eternity.And the end of the world in some of their prophecies.
我们看到新约有些预言一直讲到了天讲到天永恒以及世界的末了。
So prophecy has a very wide basis.
预言有一个很大的范畴。
Now the reason we're talking like this,
我们这样讲的原因就是
is that in the New Testament, there's only two books that are specifically prophetic books.
在新约当中只有两本书是特别的讲到预言的书。
One is Hebrews.
一个是希伯来书。
And one is Revelation.
还有一个是启示录。
There's prophecy throughout many of the books of the New Testament.
在新约当中很多的书都有讲到预言。
But a whole book of prophecy you only find in these two.
但整本书讲到预言就是在这两本书。
When we think about how the prophets see,the visions of the future.
我们讲到这些先知如何看到将来的意象。
They see the future in roughly three mountain peaks.
他看到将来意象大概是有三个山峰。
A,
第一点。
Again, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels.
在概略福音书里，在马可、约翰、马太不不是马太、马可、路加福音书里。
They emphasize the age to come when Jesus will set up his kingdom on earth.
他们强调是要将来要来的时代，耶稣在地上建立国度。
This is the second mountain peak.
这是第二个山峰。
Kingdom come.
国度建立。
The burden of these prophets is the kingdom that's coming.
这些先知他们的重点就是负担就是要来的国度。
All the books of the New Testament talk about the second coming as well as the final eternal realm.
所有新约的书信里面都有讲到第二次主的再来，还包括永远的将来永远的国度。
But especially as an example, the Synoptic Gospels speak of this kingdom coming. This is the main burden that Jesus predicts.
但是特别在概略福音书里，这个特别强调将来要来的国度是耶稣在那里着重强调的。
Well, when we look under B,
当我们看第二点
，Paul, who also was a prophet,
保罗也是一个先知
，but he saw.More and more, the final things of God's eternal purpose.
他越多越多看到了神最终永远的旨意。
We look at the third mountain range, the eternity, the New Jerusalem. These are the things that Paul saw more and more, eternity and glory at the end.
保罗就看到了这个第三个山峰，讲到新耶路撒冷永远。保罗在那里越来看到越来越多关于永远的。
He could still speak about the second coming.
他还可以讲到主的再来
，like in the book of Thessalonians，
好像在帖撒罗尼迦书前后书里。
But in Ephesians and Colossians, he was looking toward eternity.
在以弗所书、哥罗西书，他在那里看到了永恒。
John's Gospel，
约翰的福音
，spoke of eternity now，
讲到了永远，就是在现在。
John doesn't speak much about what will happen in the future.
约翰不会讲将来要发生什么事情。
Because John believes that a Christian, when they believe in Jesus, they come into eternal life now.
因为约翰相信一个信主的人，当他相信主的时候，他们就现在，他们就进到了那个永远的实际。
In other words,
换句话说
he has an immediate view of eternity.
他对永远有一个现实的理解。
By the time John wrote his gospel,
当约翰写他的福音书的时候
people had lost that sense.Of the presence of God now,
人们也失去了好像主现在这个同在的感觉。
And so he came and presented his gospel.
所以他就把他的福音书写出来。
And are being united in eternal life when we believe in the Jesus.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们就跟耶稣永远的生命连接在一起。
Now, which one of these three mountain peaks was the concern of the apostolic prophet in Hebrews.
那么在希伯来书是哪个山峰这三个当中是在希伯来书这里所讲的呢？
He might make reference to all three mountains.
他可能会提到每三个山峰都提到。
But he's burdened about one mountain especially.
但特别他着重的一个山峰。
You know?
大家知道吗？
Have you got your guess in your mind?
大家有没有会猜一下，想一想
？All right, it's kingdom come.
它就是将要来的国度。
The immediate coming of Jesus to second coming.
就是耶稣马上的要第二次的再临。
He writes this to Jewish Christians.
他对犹太的信徒来写信。
But they didn't have that sense of the nearness of Jesus' second coming.
但他们没有那种感觉，耶稣马上就要再回来了。
And so Hebrews is a prophetic book, which is set divinely arranged in four books of the New Testament that all speak of this second coming.
所以，希伯来书就是在新约当中四本书信里面，神特别安排的一本书。
What are the four kingdom books?
有关于四本讲到将来的国度的书。
Well, we see it.
我们看到了。
Hebrews,
希伯来书
James,
雅各书
First and Second Peter,
彼得前后书
Those four books are together.
这四本书在一起
The leaders of the church put those books together when they built the New Testament.
教会的领袖他们把这四本书放在一起，当他们形成新约的时候
And because they have the same burden,
因为他们有同样的负担
Jesus is coming now.
耶稣现在就要再来
Are you ready?
你有没有预备好
He's coming.
他就要再来。
So let's look at that.
让我们一同来看。
Hebrews was a prophecy to prepare Jewish believers.
希伯来书是来预备犹太的信徒的。
For the time when Jesus' kingdom would come upon the earth.
就是当耶稣的国度再临到地上。
Now what do you think?
你怎么样想呢？
Are you a Jew?
你是不是犹太人？
Well, think if you were Jewish.
想象一下你是犹太人。
And it's 68 AD.
在主后68年。
And you heard that Jesus was coming back soon.
你就听到耶稣就要再来了。
And now it's been 30 years.
现在已经三十年了。
And you're thinking it must be very soon.
你就觉得很近了。
And why am I so concerned as a Jew?
我是犹太人，我为什么会这样关心呢？
Because I have a patch of land in the coming kingdom.
因为我在将来的国度当中有一片地。
Maybe I'm a Judah.
可能我是犹大。
Maybe I'm a Levite.
或者我是利未。
I got property coming to me.
我在那里有产业呀。
You know how some Chinese,
你知道有些中国人
they go back to China and claim some of their property.
他们回到中国来说这是我的产业。
Well, you just had a second coming.
你就有在他第二次再来了嘛。
So for these Jews, it was very physical.
对于那些犹太人来说，它是很实际的。
The Messiah is going to come.
弥赛亚再来。
He's going to put his throne in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷放他的宝座。
And I'm going to go back to my home in the tribe of Issachar.
我要回到以撒家，我的支派那里去。
So you see.And the writer is writing to these people during this very difficult time they were going through.
作者就在他们所经历这个难处的时间，给这些信徒写信。
Now, we're going to be introducing this book for 4 weeks.
我们来介绍这本书，讲四周。
Then we'll get to verse 1.
然后我们来讲第一节。
Probably Brother Chen would have taken 8 weeks, I'm sure.
陈弟兄，弟兄可能会要花八周的时间。
But we're just panning for gold here, so.
我们在这里好像只是在那塞一些金子出来。
Under B, we see there are five characteristics that prophecies of the coming kingdom have in common.
在第二点呢，我们看到说，在将来的国度当中有五个特别的共同之处。
If your understanding is the future is the second coming,
如果你对将来的理解是主的再来
，then these four books,
这四本书
all speak about five different things.
都讲到了五个特别的东西。
Number one,
第一点。
They speak of the nearness of the Lord's coming.
他讲到主的国度再来就是即将。
They would say like Jesus, "Watch and pray, you know not the hour."
他就像耶稣告诉我们那样，你们要警醒祷告，因为那个时候你们不知道。
Let's look at those examples.
我们看看这些例子。
In the Hebrews 10:37,
希伯来书第十章三十七节
"For yet in a very little while."He who is coming will come and will not delay.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，要来并不迟延。
In a very little while.
在一点点的时候。
James 5:8.
雅各书第五章第八节。
You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书四章第七节。
The end of all things is near.
万物的结局近了。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章十二节。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
Now what do you hear there?
你在那里听到什么吗？
The Lord's coming soon.
主就要再来了。
This is a special burden of these books.
这是这几本书特别的负担。
Because the kingdom is in view.
因为在国度的意象当中。
And the writers who write.
啊，那些写作的作者是对的。
Understand that the parousia.Is already here.
他就知道主的再来的同在已经在这里了。
The coming, the presencing of Jesus is in the very doors as he's coming back.
主的再来，主的同在就好像已经到了门口，到了门那里。
The second characteristic these four books all have.
第二个这四本书都有的特点。
Rewards for kingdom service and faithfulness are promised.
就是国度的奖赏已经应许了。
Again, look at Hebrews 10:35.
我们再看希伯来书十章第三十五节。
Therefore, do not lose your boldness, which has great reward.
你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必大得赏赐。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书一章十二节。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he's been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised.Those who love.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许那些爱他之人的。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5,
彼得前书第五章第四节。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And in 2 Peter, he encourages the saints to grow.
彼得后书那里他鼓励圣徒们成长。
For in this way, entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So when we see rewards in the New Testament, it's often touching on this matter of the kingdom.
每次当在新约当中我们看到这个奖赏都讲到了将来的国度。
It's one thing to be saved.
得救是一件事。
It's another thing to be a servant of the kingdom.
作为国度的仆人是另一件事情。
A third thing they all had in common.
第三个他们都同样强调的。
Is that the promise, the reward, the inheritance is conditional.
这里所讲的产业、奖赏、应许是有条件的。
Now, in the Bible, we have many sentences that start out with the word if.
在圣经当中我们经常有一些话开始是说如果。
Because our life in that coming kingdom depends on our faithfulness in taking the grace of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们在将来国度的那个奖赏取决于我们今天在主的恩典上是否忠心。
And here, the writer of Hebrews makes very strong warnings about being faithful.
希伯来书作者在这里有很重的警告关于忠心的。
We see here in Hebrews 10:35-36.
我看希伯来书第十章三十五到三十六节。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必大得赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
And in James chapter 1, we just read that verse before.
雅各书第一章，我们已经刚读完那节经节。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he's been approved, he'll receive the crown of life.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。
In 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先前从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
We know there are references to all Christians coming before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们知道有经节讲到所有的基督徒都要到基督的审判台前。
When he comes in his kingdom,
在他的国度当中再来的
时候。And we receive our rewards or our rebuke.
我们会得或许得到我们的奖赏，或是得到我们的斥责。
And then again in 2 Peter chapter 1.
在彼得后书第一章。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若这样行，就永不失脚。
Now we are saved by the grace of God.
我们是靠着神的恩典得救。
But the purpose of God is for us to move from grace to glory.
但神的目的是让我们从恩典进到荣耀当中。
And by the grace of God, we take faith and obey the Lord.
靠着神的恩典，我们借着信心来顺从主。
We serve the Lord in His kingdom.
我们在主的国度当中来服侍他。
Even though His kingdom now is invisible on earth.
虽然他的国在地上现在是看不见的。
Yet when we're gathered together,
当我们聚集的时候
，we should be able to see the kingdom and Jesus on the throne.
我们就应当能够看见他的国度和耶稣在宝座上。
And faithfulness will be rewarded.
忠心会得到奖赏。
The fourth characteristic found in all four books.
第四个在四本书当中都看共同的。
Is it talks about perfection.
这里讲到完全。
And maturity.
成熟。
Fullness.
丰满。
Now these are not talking about moral perfection.
这里不是讲到道德上的完全。
But it means in this present life.
是讲到我们在现在的生活
We should press on to maturity.
我们要进入成熟
To be perfect in Christ.
在基督里能完全
We will never be sinless until our corruptible body puts on the incorruptible body.
我们只有当我们这会朽坏的披上不朽坏的，我们不会说完全无罪。
So this is not talking about Christians coming to the place where they no longer sin.
我们不是讲到基督徒有一天到达一个地步，他能够不犯罪了。
But it means Christians come to the place where they've learned to overcome sin.
就是基督徒到了一个地步，他们学会如何能够胜过罪。
By the overcoming life within.
借着他们里面得胜的生命。
And we know this takes a while by the grace of God.
我们知道这个靠着神的恩典需要花一段时日。
But the exhortation is press on to maturity.
但在这里的鼓励就是竭力向前进到成熟。
So in Hebrews chapter 6,
希伯来书第六章。
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进入完全的地步。
And in James chapter 1, verse 4,
雅各书第一章四节,
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
In 1 Peter 5,
But
the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
And then 2 Peter 3:11.
彼得后书第三章十一节
Seeing then that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conversation and godliness?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当如此怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
So we were saved by grace.
我们是靠着恩典得救。
By Jesus our Savior.
耶稣是我们的救主。
And now we meet the King.
现在我们遇到了王
And the king says to us,
我们的王对我们讲
By the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典
Be perfect, even as I am perfect.
你们要完全像我一样完全
Now this is a goal we move toward.
这是我们往那向目标前进的
And if we're moving toward that goal,
如果我们向那个目标前进
Then the kingdom awaits for us.
国度就在那里等候着我们
Because we grow up, become perfect, mature sons.
因为我们能够成熟成长，然后完全成为一个儿子。
And the fifth characteristic,
第四个共同特点
that we find in Hebrews, James, and the two books of Peter,
我们在希伯来书、雅各书、彼得前后书里面看到
salvation of the soul is considered after the initial salvation of the believer in Christ.
就是灵魂的拯救是在基督徒蒙恩得救之后发生的。
Hebrews 2, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
希伯来书第二章，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
Now this is not talking about us being saved.
这不是讲到仅仅得救。
It's talking about so great a salvation.
这里讲到这么大的救恩。
There's so much more to our salvation.
我们的救恩当中是非常大的。
And we must not neglect it.
我们不能忽略这个。
In James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Therefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们魂的道。
Now, this is talking about your mind, your will, and your emotions being sanctified and saved through the work of the Holy Spirit within.
这里就是讲到你的意志、情感、思想，然后借着圣灵、能够拯救，在你的里面得以拯救。
Again, we notice in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9,
我们在彼得前书第一章九节
，receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls,
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是你们灵魂的救恩。
And in 2 Peter 3 verses 14 and 15,
彼得后书三章十四十五节
，therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless, blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation.Just as also our brother Paul, according to the wisdom given, wrote to you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧，写了信给你们。
So Peter is saying, praise God when difficulties come into our life, because it becomes our salvation as we patiently go through these things.
彼得说感谢主当我们生命当中遇到一些艰苦的艰难的时候因为经历这些艰难的时候我们能够经历然后经历我们灵魂的拯救。
So, all we're trying to introduce tonight is this fact. Hebrews is prophetic.
今天我们所要介绍的重点就是希伯来书是一本先知预言的书。
Hebrews is speaking of the coming kingdom.
希伯来书讲到将来的国度。
Hebrews is the testimony of Jesus.
希伯来书是耶稣基督的见证。
How does the book of Hebrews open?
希伯来书开始是怎么开始的呢？
In former times, God spoke in many ways through the prophets and various ones.
他讲到神在古时借着众先知多次多方晓谕列祖。
In the last day, He has spoken to us through His Son.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
As it were, the final message.Before the king returns, is to listen to the son.
就好像在王再来之前，最后的一个信息就是听他的儿子。
Now this is the right and the privilege of every Christian to hear the Son of God speaking to you.
这是每一个基督徒他都有这样的权利，可以听见神的儿子对你来讲话。
But in order to follow, you must obey.
为了要跟随的话，你一定要顺服。
You must have faith.
一定要有信心。
You must press on.
你们要继续努力向前。
Jesus goes before us.
耶稣在我们前面行。
We must keep our eyes on Jesus.
我们必须定睛在耶稣身上。
By this time, this letter is written. There's a burden.
在这本书写的时候，它有个负担。
God's people have lost sight of Jesus, their coming King.
神的子民已经失去了这个意象，就是耶稣是再来的君王。
Jesus has been made so divine. He's so far up in heaven that I can't talk to him anymore.
好像耶稣必变他这么样的神圣他在远远的天上我好像都不能再跟他讲话了。
Within 100 years,
在100年以内
because they made Jesus so far off,
因为他让耶稣好像变得那么遥远
they no longer could hear him.
他们都不能听见他的了。
So they started listening,
对他们开始听
to Mary,
听玛利亚
and to saints,
听那些圣徒
because they were closer,
因为那些人更近。
This writer said, no,
这个作者说不
Jesus,
耶稣
is the word.For this day,
耶稣是为这个时代的话语。
So, this apostolic prophet,
这个关于使徒性的预言
he had a revelation of Jesus Christ for these Jewish believers which could interpret the events they were going through in their present suffering and the future inheritance.
他就讲了耶稣基督给他们解释那个时候受苦的事情以及将来所要得到来的未来的产业。
They didn't know what was going on.
他们不知道要发生为什么。
There was a shaking.
发生这些事情。
They were upset.
在那里有很多的。
They were confused.
难处有很多的他们很多疑惑。
This prophet said, here is why this is happening.
这个先知就告诉他们这就是为什么要发生这些事情。
And he gave them a word that they could run through this difficult time they were in.
他们给他一个话语，给他们一个话语，让他们在这艰难的时候可以继续向前跑。
So as you see, I made this first introduction a little short.
大家看到我这开始介绍时间比较短。
A lot of vegetables you chewed right there.
你在那里好像在那里嚼了很多的蔬菜。
I have two questions for you as assignment.
我有好像给你们布置两个作业。
So each week I want you at least read through Hebrew one time.
每一周我希望你们都要求你们读希伯来书至少一遍。
I dare not even ask how many times Christian would have asked you to read the book.
我都不敢问陈希圣弟兄会让你们读多少遍。
But at least one time.
但是至少一次。
And I want you to look for three Old Testament pictures of the coming kingdom.
我想让你找出三个旧约当中的图画跟将来的国度有关的。
The writer uses some Old Testament pictures that these Jews would know very well to encourage them to be faithful.
这作者用旧约当中的一些图画，然后来鼓励这些犹太的信徒，他们对这些很熟悉。
And then I want you to think about this.
然后我也希望你们思想。
Why would a book written for Hebrew Christians be relevant to us today?
为什么写给希伯来的信徒的书信跟我们这些外邦的信徒有关呢？
You know, some Christians don't even read the book.
有些基督徒都不带读这本书。
They say it's too kosher.
他们觉得太犹太化了
too many Jewish things.
太多的犹太人的事情
了 I don't understand all this stuff.
我不太明白这些东西
But for some reason this must be for us.
但是有一些原因这一切一定是为我们来预备的
All right, so next time we take a little look at the overview of the overall argument in the apostolic prophetic book.
下一次我们就在这本使徒性的先知希伯来书里面看到他们辩论的这个概括
Anybody have any questions?
大家没有问题。
Everybody just taking pictures of every.
大家好像就每个都在照片一样。
So by the way, so this will be on a YouTube site. What's it called? CBN? YouTube?
我们会把这个放到网路上，放到那个 YouTube.
Is a link.
我们会放到我们的教会的网站的放一个。
Whatever it's called is a link. So if
会有一个连接在哪里。
If some Wednesday we're studying something and some Wednesday you can't come.
如果有些周三我们在查经你不能够来的话
You can actually sit home and watch it live.
你可以在家当中看到我们的直播的视频
Now it may be even better because you won't see my face.
可能会更好因为你看不见我的脸
But you'll just hear my voice and you'll see the pictures.
你可能只能听见我的声音看到一些图片
Okay, Tim. Okay. Yeah, if you can't watch it Wednesday night, you can always watch it later on.
如果你周三看不到的话，你可以余下的时间也可以在网上看到。
So, thank God, thanks to Marcia and all of these ones who are setting up all of this so we can do this.
谢谢 Marcia 姊妹，还有弟兄姊妹能够把这些让我们可以看这些 video.
And I hope as we go along and dig into things, you'll find it profitable to you.
我们希望大家继续向前，在那里能够挖掘的时候，会发现对我们很有益。
There's a voice speaking.
那里有个声音在那里讲
For those who have an ear to hear.
哎，凡有耳的。
And he's saying.
他在那里讲说
I am coming soon.
他说我就要再来。
And most Christians can't hear.
很多基督徒听不到。
I hope the Lord can open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
我希望主能够开我们的耳朵听见圣灵对教会所讲的话。
And then this little study will be profitable.
然后我们这一个小小的查经会对我们有益。
Let's pray.
来让我们祷告。
Our Father, we want Jesus to speak to us.
父啊，我们想要耶稣对我们来讲话。
We know that He's sitting upon His throne.
我们知道他坐在宝座上。
That He's there in heaven.
他在天上。
But He is speaking to us.
但是他对我们讲话。
We want to hear His voice.
我们想听见他的声音。
We want to hear what the Spirit is saying to us.
我们想听见圣灵对我们说话。
We want to be those who watch and pray.
我们想成为那些能够警醒祷告的人。
Praise God, we can come together.
赞美主，我们可以聚集在这里。
And deepen our understanding of the word.
来更深明白你的话语。
Open our eyes.
开我们的眼睛
to the preciousness of Jesus and His Word.
让我们看见耶稣和他话语的宝贝。
We thank you for this time together.
我们感谢你跟我们在一起的时间。
In Jesus' precious name.
是奉靠耶稣宝贝的名祷告。Amen.
Now, if I could just see, I just need to see Lucio, Enoch.